Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That over there is Luke. We are here. I'm here. You are there. I'm here in Waukesha on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, the Shaw. You guys are there in Madison on WTTN 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM, Devil Radio. Check us out on the Devil Radio app as well as, and you can give us a call or text anytime, 844-967-2789. I'm very pleased to be joined by, and you are joined in studio. I am not there.
I'm here Madison. Holding
here and is there. This is Alan Robinson and yes. Alex from the Herbal Aspect. How are you, Alan Robinson?
Sir. Well, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm very happy to have you, man. You've been down at the Capitol today.
From what
I understand.
Yes, in fact, I have.
So...
And what was going on? Why? What brought you up to... And folks, so this is Dueling Tangents with
Dueling Luke and Brian. I'm very excited about this whole thing. And Alan's giving me the crazy eye right now.
Well, I was trying to figure out where the questions were going, where they were coming from.
It was more of a statement.
Okay, really, Alan Robinson, Alan and Alex, they are proprietors of the Herbal Aspect. Herbal Aspect is next door to the actual studios in Madison. Come and get your CBD and everything you could possibly ever want. There are so many wonderful things there. But I wanted to bring you on today because of cannabis activism and things like that. You went to the Capitol today for a wonderful legalization talk, maybe some hearings on legalization, possibly maybe even getting, I don't know, legalized cannabis in the state of Wisconsin, possibly even, I don't know, medical cannabis. And it seems like you should be so happy about this, and I don't understand why you're not cheering about this whole thing on the 420 today.
Because session is over. So first off, we didn't have an opportunity to legalize cannabis in Wisconsin on level today. So okay. I'd like you to get that very 420 foolish thought out of your brain.
See, look, I'm throwing it out there so that we're setting up the narrative and we're knocking it down because that's the narrative that's being put out there from a lot of people out there. Exactly.
Reporters, Alan, this is I think something important to note though. There has been a lot of articles circulating when this hearing got scheduled, when this hearing was coming up today. Newspaper outlets across Wisconsin were kind of like, hey, look, this is something Republicans in the state Senate are doing. And so I'm excited to have you on because really there's maybe some false pretenses of the reporting that's been circulating around this because it's not an effort to legalize medicinal marijuana in this state. It's really not, because anybody that has this and the idea that that's the case should really understand what was happening today. And so we wanted to bring you on because you were up at the Capitol. So please elaborate for us. Why is that not the case?
Okay, so it's not the case, A, because, like I said, we're out of session. And it's not something that's going to happen in this legislative calendar year. So that's a dead issue. But it was an important step to take today, right? To move the conversation forward, to have our second public hearing ever in Wisconsin in regards to the repeal of cannabis prohibition. So I do applaud Senator Falzkowski on taking that step and having the conversation. And I applaud Senator Taylor for leading in that. And I urge both of them to move to the left and get to where Senator Agard is and has been, because what we want and what the constituents, what their constituents all demand is a complete repeal of cannabis prohibition, full adult responsible use, safe access. We want whole plant and extract medicine from the planet or from the plant. And the bill, SB 1034, just really falls short of that. The reason that I was testifying there today is about my business. And I brought my business partner, Mr. Gish, here for that very reason, right? SB 1034 has barriers to entry that would make it prohibitive for us to take advantage of the economy or the the legalization of cannabis, right?
We wouldn't be able to act as we wouldn't be able to operate the way that we're operating right now if that bill moves forward, if we wanted to participate in medical marijuana.
Really?
Yeah, we would lose valuable employees that have felony convictions of any sort. If you have any sort of a felony conviction at all, you are barred from the industry.
The proposed bill also silos the supply chain. So if you participate in any component of the supply chain, you cannot participate in any other or own any equity in a business that does.
So that basically stops anybody from, I mean, that disincentivizes someone from growing and basically selling their own product at all.
You could grow and you could sell what you grow, but you wouldn't be able to set up a retail operation.
You would be able to grow. You couldn't extract. Yeah. Right? You wouldn't be able to process any of your own cannabis plant material.
And Alan, so what is the purpose of that provision of the bill other than keeping individuals out of the potential marketplace that would be created if medicinal marijuana was legalized like this bill claims it would do?
Sir, you would have to ask your legislators. Mary Falskowski's phone number, you want me to look it up?
I don't think there's any other angle other than keeping people out of the industry.
Okay, and I think that's important to highlight because the fact is if that provision is in the legislation, I think it's important to talk about that is only there to be a preventative measure for individuals that probably might have criminal records from the fact of that they were participating in this form of growing or selling cannabis that would become legal in this process. And so by keeping a barrier of entry out of a potential marketplace that, say, the Republican senators would want to create for medicinal marijuana in this piece of legislation, they'd be effectively keeping out people that were previously incarcerated for the fact that they participated with cannabis.
2 days ago, a fellow cannabis business owner here in Wisconsin called me, and the very first words out of his mouth, typically a person calls you and says hello, the first thing that this gentleman said was, so I'm looking at SB 1034 and maybe we should call it the I Hate Weed and Black People bill. And
I said, I would not have expected anything different.
I said, perhaps, and this is coming from, you know, one of the privileged in our society. That having been said, there are serious barriers to entry that would negatively impact already disenfranchised communities. And none of the money from this bill is going to go to restore negatively impacted communities from cannabis prohibition. There are no expungement provisions in the bill. The bill doesn't address anything like that. The bill, however, does address medical cannabis in pill, tincture, and topical form. And I gotta say, while it's not what I want, it is pulling the knife a little bit out of my back. And it's better, but it's not where I want to be.
Yeah. So let me ask you, who's allowed to get you those tinctures and those extracts? And could like a local farmer go up and start there? Like maybe let's say
no.
You know, no.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, every component of that supply chain is siloed. So you would have to find, as a retailer, I'd have to find an extractor or a lab who's processing those materials for me. And that lab would have to find a farm. There's no seed to sale operation that can happen.
And wow. So that effectively allows big businesses that already have some of those components, say like an extractor facility or a large retail space, to go forward and kind of claim a lot of that marketplace then, Alex. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, it's definitely a bill that sets up an advantage for big cannabis,
yeah.
And it prevents the small grower.
There's maybe 5 licenses for unlimited grow, and each of them run for $250,000 each, and then you got to renew that license yearly.
Wow.
Then there's, every other license beneath that is nothing more than like a really small home grow, if you know weed.
So... But the only, I mean, That's going to call for a whole bunch of tiny little growers to come together and have one conglomerate where they go and buy it for $250,000 and hope they don't get edged out by a big corporation. But I'm looking down south here, right? And everyone's like, yay, legal weed in Illinois, which is great. It's fantastic. And they made a umpty billion, jillion dollars down the last year, right? And that's all great. But they basically have like, what, three, four suppliers for the entire state? Am I wrong in that, or is that like, is it already that much
concentration?
Because it seems that way. It seems like big cannabis is outtaking any little growers, anybody who wants to start. I feel like it's already stacked against the little guy. We want legalized cannabis, right? Medical, at least, if not, we want full recreational. But we got to do it in the right way, But I have a feeling that it's going to be the corporate, no matter what happens.
Senate Bill 545, Senator Agard's bill, you know, goes a long way toward protecting Wisconsin small businesses and Wisconsin farmers. But I think that Wisconsinites are most concerned with the loss of those tax dollars, that revenue. We're in 2021 alone, legalized states generated more than $3.7 billion in cannabis tax revenue from adult use sales. That's money that we're missing out on. That's 34% higher than the revenue compared to 2020, right?
Wow.
So those numbers are astronomical. As of March 2022, legalized states reported a combined total of $11.2 billion in tax revenue since Colorado legalized. So the money is that we're missing out on could.
That money is there.
Right. That money's there.
That's getting spent right now in this state anyway.
And correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
Or going to Illinois.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's either going to Illinois, it's going to Minnesota, or it's going to Michigan, because all of the neighboring states here in the state of Wisconsin, subtract out Iowa, do have it legalized. And so I believe Wisconsin's one of 13 states that hasn't legalized either medicinal or recreational marijuana use. And so the fact that if we're the last ones to this party, what do you think that's going to effectively mean for a marketplace in Wisconsin once it, say, becomes federally legalized? If all of a sudden federal prohibition is removed and the state of Wisconsin has the task to go forward and create a marketplace for either medicinal or recreational use, what does it mean to be the last state to do something like that, though?
I think that there's no way for small local operators to participate in that. If that happens, conglomerate will come in and sweep us all away.
So we're already running late for the bus on this one. We've almost missed the train. And if we wait longer, it sounds like the small local farmers that could really prosper from, say, a marketplace of legal weed here in Wisconsin are going to also miss out on that shared revenue dollars that we're talking about.
You also have like a thing where the people who are like the Republicans who are trying to push this bill or whatever, so somewhat quote unquote support this bill, they don't have any idea what they're talking about when it comes to anything to do with cannabis whatsoever. And so who do they go to? The experts on it. Who do they think the experts are? The big giant corporations that have done it forever, because that's who they understand. And that's they understand corporate speak. And we need to fight against that somehow.
You know, over at Herbal Aspect, we have absolute cannabinoid experts. We specialize in all of the big six, and we've got Delta 8 THC. So
it works really good, guys.
And we're available. You know, we're experts, and we're available. I gave each of those legislators on that committee my phone number and my email address, so they can come get at us whenever, you know?
Republicans, Democrats, you would think that they would both be in support of local Wisconsin business. This bill doesn't demonstrate that.
Well, the Overton window has clearly shifted on cannabis. It just clearly has. Unfortunately, our representatives, our legislators, are simply not there yet.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got our friends Alan Robinson and Alex Gish of the Herbal Aspect joining us in the Solidarity Realty Studios. We're talking a little bit about the proposal to quote-unquote legalized medicinal marijuana here in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to be coming up with one more segment left in the day. Give us a call. Send us a text. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
fully sparked a fire to all my peoples on the planet, stimulating the mind. All my peoples that be over the time. Come on and push up your lights up, up your lights up, up your lights up. For we spark, check it out, check it out, check it out.